Juneteenth was never meant to be celebrated as a Black holiday. It was meant to celebrate the culture of a people who were disenfranchised for a long time, and now you have a home. It's not meant to separate anyone. It's actually meant to bring an understanding of another culture like we understand so many others.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Reinhard.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you another episode. Of course, we have authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana, and we've got all the tools you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
And another great show coming your way, episode 96. We're talking the Juneteenth Freedom Festival with Diana Ross. A different Diana Ross. A different one. But she is...
In Southwest Louisiana, she is that Diana Ross, to be fair.
That's a good point. And she was such a joy. You could see the passion from her. Mm-hmm. We had a great conversation, a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. It's a great conversation. And it's one that I love the message of it, is that everyone's included in this.
That's right.
And so, great conversation. But before we get to that, you know what we do. It's time for...
On the Eats.
And this week we head to Honey Bee Ham, a staple in Lake Charles. It has been decades long where people know where if you want crawfish, if you want holiday items like ham and turkey that you'd want for Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know where to go. And that's what I really love about their business. It's so Louisiana-centric, because I don't think, if you're not from Louisiana, you don't realize how seasonal our food is here.
It is, very much so. And so they play into that. You know, they're open for crawfish season. They've got certain hours, and then for the rest of the year, for sure. And I am lucky enough that my lovely boss, shout out, buys a Honey Bee Ham for all of our managers at work. And so I get a Honey Bee Ham every, like, Thanksgiving, and it's amazing. It's the best gift you can buy someone. If you're looking for a holiday gift this fall, winter, please buy a Honey Bee Ham.
Consider
Honey Bee Ham. It's so good. It's so good. And that is an excellent gift because mm-hmm. it's going to feed their whole family. So we eat on that for a while.
Yeah. And they do crawfish typically from about January to June. Mm-hmm. And as you said, that ham, they smoke it and then they have this sweet glaze that they put on it. They really detailed all the things that they did and it sounded amazing. Something they're also they're known for is they do deli and po' boys, but specifically with their deli, they have a battered and fried brisket.
Yep.
So they get their brisket, you know, like you would typically do, and then they batter it and then deep fry it, and then put that on a sandwich too. And people go crazy for it. Their gumbo's a big seller. But really, at the end of the day, crawfish, their sandwiches, like their ham, as you were talking about, and then that fried brisket is really what they're known for. And that's where you kind of started there with the ham.
Yes. So I got the ham and cheese sandwich, but don't be fooled by what this might be. This isn't, you know...
It was a sandwich.
It's a sandwich. This isn't like, you know, your standard white bread, you know, cold cut of ham mm-hmm. kind of thing. No. These are giant slices of their smoked ham, what they're known for there, right? With cheese. This is not your mama's ham and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And well, unless your mama buys Honey Bee Ham. But then it would be. So this is such a good thick sandwich. It came to the table and it's just giant, right? So this is thick sourdough bread, that good kind of bread that you could mm-hmm. eat all by itself because it's just so yummy.
It also comes in jalapeno.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good. Like just literally by itself, I could eat sourdough bread.
The bread's amazing.
So big, thick slices of ham, great cheese. It's got some sauce on it. I added some mayo and mustard, the standard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so good. The thick slices of ham have a little bit of char on the outside, so it gives it a ton of flavor. It's super juicy. A lot of times when you're building a sandwich off of ham or turkey or whatever, like when you have leftovers from Thanksgiving, right, and you have a sandwich the next day, it can get really dry.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one. It's super duper juicy, which is great because that's what the sourdough comes into play and it soaks it all up. Really amazing flavor. It feels like you're eating a Thanksgiving meal, like a holiday meal, in a sandwich year round. Like if ever you need like a little bit of holiday in your life, go get the sandwich.
Well, a lot of those same notes applied to the turkey sandwich as well, because one of our other table guests got the turkey sandwich and he said all those same things about it.
Yeah. It just feels like a holiday. It was really good. So, and it was big. Mm-hmm. It was quite filling. I shared it because I couldn't eat all of it, to be fair. Wow. So this would feed you twice. It just was a really, really good sandwich.
I went more of the seafood route. I got both the seasonal and non-seasonal. I went with the fried half and half basket. That's fish and shrimp. Mm-hmm. Very good. Huge, generous portions of fish that were super flaky, delicious battered fish. And I love the batter they use. It's a very thin flour-based batter. It's wonderful. And the shrimp were huge. You got really generous portions of both the shrimp and the fish with some shoestring fries. And look, one thing, they homemade their cocktail and tartar sauce. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the biggest fan of cocktail sauce. And yet, this was pretty good. So that tells you it's an elite cocktail sauce and tartar sauce. Definitely worth getting, especially if you love both of those. In addition, we also tried the boiled crawfish and the boiled shrimp. Both of those, very, very good. The crawfish definitely were on the spicier side, and the shrimp obviously a little less just because of the nature of how the shrimp soaks it up. But both very, very good. Definitely worth the trip there if you're looking for your crawfish fix, your shrimp fix, your boiled fix. Like I said, they only really do it about 6 months out of the year, but so good. I really enjoyed our time there with everything, and the prices are very generous for what you're getting. You're not going to leave hungry.
No, not at all.
And it's also just a very no-frills, like, classic Southwest Louisiana spot.
Yeah, it's a staple. And if you are going there for crawfish during the season, plan ahead. They are a popular spot in town.
Yeah.
A really popular spot. I hear people all the time saying, I only get crawfish from Honey Bee.
Yeah. So. And their menu is very extensive. Outside of what we've got, there was still a handful of things on the menu there.
A ton of po' boys, all that.
And they've got some pick up and grab and go home stuff. There's some other soup. So their menu is pretty extensive. You can go there multiple times and never get the same thing and really be happy with what you've got each time.
Yep. A Lake Charles icon.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Diana Gilbo Ross. She's called Southwest Louisiana home for more than 26 years, and in that time, she's done just about everything. Community organizer, healthcare leader, civic advocate, general manager of a local radio station, and now she's the executive director of the Voices of Freedom Collective Foundation. And today, we're talking about what it really means to build a community from the inside out, and why Lake Charles has a way of turning people who move here into people that never want to leave. Welcome to the show, Diana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You're absolutely right about that. I've been here 26 years. When I came here, I was transferred here from my job. I was working for Sam's Club as a manager. And as a younger person, I said, oh, I'll never live in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And here I am. Here I am, 26 years in. I know. Who
would have guessed it, right?
Exactly.
So we'd like to start with each of our guests with a couple of rapid-fire questions so people know how you play in Louisiana's playground.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, first up, crawfish or gumbo?
Crawfish.
Ooh, that was a quick answer. She knew it.
Is it the togetherness and also the taste, or what is it that draws you in?
I think it's the taste, but also the fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, it's peeling. And I'm not a head sucker, right? Okay, so. But I love peeling. And I think it also is, you know, just people come together when they eat
it's
crawfish.
A party.
Same thing with gumbo, right? Because I'm a good gumbo maker, but, you know, crawfish is a good thing.
Crawfish is an event.
It's exactly
Has anyone ever eaten crawfish by themselves? You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
Exactly.
It's all together. It's just not meant for that.
Right.
Okay, next up, poolside or beachside?
Poolside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a beach goer.
I'm not a beach girl. No, I'm not. I'm not with the sand. I mean, when
neither
I was
is
younger,
Brady.
But
no. Neither is Brady.
So I like it controlled.
Exactly.
Y'all can go hang out at the pool together. That's great. All right. Last one. Concert or comedy show?
Ooh, that's hard. Oh my gosh. Comedy.
Comedy. That's a good tie-in to something we're going to talk about a little bit later. Yeah. That's for sure.
I love
comedy
to laugh
show.
Too, right? Like, it's just that it's the best medicine.
It is absolute best. No matter how small it is, it just feels good.
Yeah. So Brady and I have been married for 10 years mm-hmm. now. And for our anniversary this year, we just took ourselves to comedy shows in LA mm-hmm. and did three nights of comedy
really?
Because, like,
That's for the big Netflix is a joke
good
thing.
Good for our soul. So we, you need it. You need to laugh.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's for the soul because it really, it just brings out the absolute best, right? And then smiling is much better than frowning anyway.
right.
Well, look, before we get into everything happening this June, because I know we talked to, you know, in the intro, I begin to kind of talk about you personally and living here and what it does. But at the end of the day, you're here on the podcast to talk about the upcoming Juneteenth Festival that the organization puts on. Mm-hmm. What's your personal connection to Juneteenth, and how did it lead you to running such an ambitious Juneteenth celebration?
Well, my personal connection goes way back, to be honest with you. When I moved here to Lake Charles, I was doing something different. And in the interim, I ended up working for Faye Brown Blackwell at the radio station back in 2007 as her events coordinator. And I did her MLK Festival, and then I ended up doing the Juneteenth Festival. And of course, my connection, of course, is because of my culture, right?
Sure.
That's a natural thing. But the connection changed. It kind of shifted a few years ago when it became a federal holiday, which was amazing. Not because it was a federal holiday, but because it finally fit the landscape of our country.
Mm-hmm.
Juneteenth was never meant to be celebrated as a Black holiday. It was meant to celebrate the culture of a people who were disenfranchised for a long time, and now you have a home. You actually have a home. And so it's very difficult sometimes to explain that it just means much more to me than being a, quote, Black holiday, because it's not. I'm not from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the United States of America. I was born in Port Arthur, Texas on May 6, 1957.
Woo!
Okay. And so for me, it means I get the opportunity to share with my community and people who look like me and people who don't look like me what it actually means, because all you're doing is celebrating a culture, right? We all eat macaroni and cheese. We all love fried chicken. Come on, everybody. We all love tacos. We love Italian. Come on, let's be real about what this actually is. It's not meant to separate anyone.
Yeah.
It's actually meant to bring an understanding of another culture like we understand so many others.
I like that you said that, because I think a lot of people maybe don't realize that or don't see it that way and feel like, oh, I don't belong at this celebration. It's not for me to be there. But you're saying this is about home, period, for everybody.
That is exactly what it's about. So, you know, when SWLA Center for Health Services took over Juneteenth, I won't say took it over, but when we brought the Juneteenth Festival celebration back in 2019, it had a different look, it had a different feel. And that was because, you know, we didn't have the knowledge, right? As I started to invest more of myself in the holiday, in putting it on for the center, I started to do my own research. Mm-hmm. And then I'm finding out that, you know, Juneteenth colors are not black, green, red, and yellow. They're red, white, and blue. Because the colors that have been represented as Juneteenth all this time, you can't even find what I'm looking for on any platform. Mm-hmm. I've tried Amazon everywhere. It's red, white, and blue because it's a part of the American foundation.
Yeah. Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
The flag is red, white, and blue with a beautiful starburst in it, because in the middle of that starburst is the Star of Texas, because that's where and when the slaves were freed in 1865 in Galveston, Texas. So the flag represents all parts of what Juneteenth is supposed to be and what it's supposed to look like in our country. But if you don't know, right, you don't know. And so I did away with all of that. And now, you know, it's represented by the Juneteenth flag and a beautiful logo that was created with the red, white, and blue color. So everything you see from me moving forward is going to incorporate the reality of what Juneteenth is supposed to be in this country.
I love that.
I love that. It's not yours and mine. It's ours.
It's ours.
Yeah.
And I think as people, as human beings, we have to do better. We've got to embrace what we don't know anything about, right? And so I think if we do that, take away the black and the white and the green and the blue, take all that away and just be okay with being a human being. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you had said we a few times in terms of the organization that puts it on, the Voices of Freedom Collective Foundation. What is it? How'd that come to be? And ultimately, you know, how did it become its role in making this festival happen?
Okay, so the Voices of Freedom came along because once I retired from SWLA and they said, listen, you've been doing this festival for the past 6 years. We're not going to do it because it's big. It's a huge undertaking. Sure. And I am naturally gifted as an organizer. And so I said, sure, you know, I'll do it. And I'll keep it. And I'll continue doing it for the community. You know, God plays a huge part in how I move in my life and the things that I do. And so as I was preparing to put a 501c3 together for the Juneteenth Freedom Festival, I applied a couple of times under the name Juneteenth Freedom Festival, and it just didn't work. And I knew I did everything right. And so the second time that I was denied, I'm sitting at my computer and I went, you know, God, you got to tell me, what is happening here? Why is this not moving? And he said, you have to change the name. It has to be something that a community can connect to. And so I said, okay. And I just started playing with names, and Voices of Freedom Collective Foundation was where I landed, because I've run for office a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I've always said that I wanted to be a voice for my community. I want this to be a collective of organizations that do more than just celebrate festivals. And it also is a collective that embodies all the things that I'm passionate about: education, healthcare, environmental sustainability. I've worked for multiple companies throughout the course of my life. And in those companies, I've always addressed those things. So why not? Because I'm truly passionate about those things. So yeah. Voices of Freedom Collective Foundation is a platform where people can actually say they can have a voice in their community. And I think that in our community, our voices are important. But I don't think that we have enough platforms for people to be able to actually say what they mean and mean what they say. Social media is not that platform. Social media is an untruth. I love it, right? It's a great way to get things out there. But when it comes to a person's voice and the things that matter to them the most, that's the platform that I want to provide. Yeah. So Voices of Freedom is looking forward to developing its own podcast to be able to talk to people not only locally but from across the country, and then also some other level of media that will enable people to talk about the things that matter, because we've got so many things going on.
Sure.
I just don't want to do it on Facebook.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Social media is a beautiful and terrible thing sometimes.
It is. I mean, it's
the world we live on, right? And Brady and I are certainly no strangers to it. I live there, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it maybe isn't always the best method for to get your voice out there.
And especially when it comes to opinions, right? It's not always.
There's a lot there.
It's a lot.
Okay, so the real, I think, key difference here, because of course there's Juneteenth celebrations across Southwest Louisiana.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're all wonderful. I encourage everybody to go to all of them. The good news is you can go to all of them and still make it to yours, because yours is a week long.
It's a whole week long. That's
Tell us about
right.
that. That's a big undertaking.
It is. So when we started back in 2019, it was a 7-day, you know, festival. But then comes COVID. Then
sure.
comes, you know, the pandemic, and then it was the hurricane. And so it went from 7 days to 4 days to 3 days, back to five, and now back to seven. Because now that I'm independently working on my own, I actually do have the time and the bandwidth to do the 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with the help of a lot of people.
Sure.
It's not just me. But it starts off with a parade and a car show at the Lake Charles Event Center, which is absolutely amazing. And Antonio Duhon is handling that for us. And the next day, we have men and women's health, which, of course, is something that's clear, you know, near and dear to my heart, because I worked in healthcare for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the disparities there. That's important to me. When people who are underserved and underinsured don't have options, then we as a community suffer. Either way,
sure.
you know, you can't cut that any other way. And so that's going to be a whole day of blood pressure checks, glucose testing. We'll have several speakers that will address everything from nutrition to mental health. We're looking to have immunizations provided for senior citizens when it comes to shingles and, you know, the flu shot or whatever they might need. That day is for men and women to come in and be able to have an assessment of what their health is,
mm-hmm.
at least get some information.
Yeah.
So that's that day. And then on the 16th, we get Kid Fit Olympics. And it's really not Olympics, but it's like my, you know, it's kind of like my twist on getting kids in one place to be active, to have fun,
yeah.
to know each other, to understand each
what
other.
What a fun time.
Last year, it was amazing. We had over 350 kids that attended. And it wasn't just Black kids. It was Black kids and white kids and Hispanic kids and Asian kids and all the kids from our community. Not only did they get an opportunity to experience each other, they had an opportunity to know exactly why we're doing this thing called Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. I think kids deserve to know and understand what that sure. is. And so we did obstacle courses. We did tug of war. We had sack races. You know, they ate free popcorn and they had lunch. And it, you know, it's a day for kids to be kids. And so that also touches on my heart. The next day is senior bingo. We invite all the seniors in our area to come and eat and play bingo. We do about 10 to 12 games. We have several organizations that help out. The Alphas are always there. Mm-hmm. You know, the KPC, Knights of Peter Claver, they're always there. And the seniors come in, they sit, they fellowship, and they win. They win money, they win prizes.
And they win, oh yeah.
And they win, and they love it. So, you know, so many people, you know, show up for the senior bingo. One of the other things that's a staple is the Movie Under the Stars. So we started Movie Under the Stars literally, 8 years ago. And we did it behind SWLA Center for Health Services mm-hmm. when we couldn't get out of cars back with COVID. So mm-hmm. we just tried to keep it moving. We've done it on the parking lot of Immaculate Heart, and then we moved it to the Lake Charles Amphitheater for the very same reason, and because it belongs to community. It doesn't belong to any one group or entity. It belongs right. to community, and kids love it. I think one of my most memorable events was when we brought it to the amphitheater for the first time, and parents and children were out there with, you know, their blankets and their lawn chairs, and they were just enjoying yeah. you know, the evening. So we have vendors, they come out. We have a whole marketplace out there, a kid zone. This year is a little different because I've been stalking Dollar General for about 4 months. And so when they have a 50% off sale, I'm there. And so we've collected hundreds of toys and giveaways for the kids.
Fun.
So we'll get a chance to do that at the Movie Under the Stars, and we'll get a chance to do it at the concert night.
Oh, cool.
But in addition to that, kids who come out with their parents to see the Movie Under the Stars will have an opportunity to win tickets to Toy Story 5, which
cool.
is coming out on June 19th.
Oh,
so
great.
We're partnering with Town Square Media. They're going to be handling all the giveaways for the tickets to Toy Story 5. Not sure how they're going to do it yet, but you know, we're in talks about that. That's going to probably break out in a couple of days. We'll give away tickets to Toy Story 5 that night.
And I love how fitting that celebration is, being that Toy Story, the only reason we have Toy Story is because of Lake Charles. Ralph Eggleston
That's right.
was the art director for Toy Story.
And Lake Charles native, right?
And he's a Lake Charles native. He passed away a few years ago,
oh,
but he was the heart and soul of Toy Story from the art perspective.
I
didn't know that.
I love that tie into, you know, for everyone.
Right.
Hello.
There's always a Southwest Louisiana tie to everything.
Isn't it?
You can
Isn't
find
it?
One in everything.
Because when I chose Toy Story, because we choose a different animated story every year, mm-hmm. when I chose it, it's because it's my favorite movie.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
it's everything. That first Toy Story is everything. And so I thought, okay, this is the year for Toy Story. And then some days later, I found out that Toy Story 5 was in the making. I had no idea. So it all ties
in. And
going to
release on Juneteenth.
Right?
How fitting. Yeah, that's perfect. That's
you can't
perfect.
Beat it. So this is, you know, this whole journey this year has been absolutely amazing. So tying into that night, we have Cheryl Underwood coming into town.
That's incredible.
Right? I know.
That
Once
is
again,
great.
the timing of everything's kind of crazy, right?
I know.
Like,
so
right.
she, first of all, this is our tie back to comedy, obviously,
okay.
what we were talking about earlier in the night. But she was just on the roast of Kevin Hart.
We were all in L.A. together this past weekend.
Definitely did not see them, but we'll pretend like we did. We'll pretend right. like we caught up
we
with
had her. To drive back that day because we were talking about, we're like, oh, man, if we had stayed one more day, we could have went to the roast.
Yes.
But she was there that night, so she's, like, becoming a big name, and we've got her coming to Lake Charles. So how did you score
Charles.
Such a thing?
Well, a couple of years back, I was thinking about, you know, what do I want to do? How are we going to grow this? And I thought, yeah, we'll do some comedy because I love comedy.
Yeah.
That's probably why I'm still married right now, because we do this thing, like we sit on the back porch and we wait for our time together and we're looking for comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, either romantic comedies or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just as long as we can laugh, right? And so I reached out to a friend and told them that I wanted Cheryl Underwood to come here. And so literally within days, he had me talking to her on the phone. And she is such a down-to-earth, just a real straight girl. And we started laughing, and she said, oh, yeah, I think I can do that. Let me check with my people, and we'll see. Next thing I know, I'm getting a phone call saying, yes, you know, I'm available. And so we're talking about the comedy show, and she goes, you know, I've got this thing I want to do called the Great American Talent Search, and I think I want to launch it in Lake Charles. I'm like,
okay.
No, I'm like, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. I've already got 7 days going on. And she says, you can do it. She said, don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. Diana, you can do it. And of course, that's, you know, that's her personality. I'm like, you know what?
And that's all you needed.
Right, right.
How often does the talent tell the producers, you know what, you can do it?
You can do it.
It's usually the other way around.
I said, you know what, I will. I'll try. And so I got started. I had no idea what I was doing, how it was going to be done, because there really wasn't a template in place for it. I just started day by day, and I let the good Lord guide me, you know, and you know, who I was talking to and how I got started with it. And people just started coming aboard. She was amazing. Listen, when I tell you she's so reachable and so touchable, all I had to do was call her up and say, hey, Cheryl, can you get on the phone with these people and let them know exactly what your idea is and what, you know, what we're trying to do? And she said, sure. You know, we'll get on the Zoom.
That's
and
awesome.
She got on the Zoom with as many people as I could ever get on and talk to them and try to tell them what this was and what we wanted to do, because she believes, like I believe, this is our country and it is great for a reason. And that's because we all are a part of it. And she said, I want to do something that brings people together. And I want to do the Great American Talent Search. And if you're a white guy and you sing like Tyrese, I want you on. You know, I want you on there. If you're a black guy and you do country, I want you on there. But the whole point is that people do better together when they can have a common ground, which is laughter, music, dance, and all the things that, you know, we enjoy doing. And so that's how that came about. Right now we are. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, in-person auditions are going to be held in Lafayette, and from 6 to 9 at the Clifton Chenier Hall, and then again here in Lake Charles on the 17th and 18th at G-Bowls from 6 to 9.
Okay.
And then on May the 30th, the 30 people who make it from those three auditions, and we're actually doing online auditions as well, they can upload a video of their talent, whether it is singing, dancing, laughing, whatever. They can upload that online at vofcollective.org. And we'll choose 10 from that group, 10 from Lafayette, and 10 from Lake Charles.
Oh,
those
cool.
30 will do the final at, the final judging will be at the Panorama House on May the 30th. Hadn't set a time for that yet. I think it's going to be like at 7 o'clock, but it's basically going to be for just the judges. And then from there, we go to the actual talent search competition at the Rosa Hart Theater on June 17th.
How many will make that?
10.
10.
Only 10 will make it.
Okay.
Yeah, only 10 will make it. And there is about $5,000 in cash and prizes that are going to be awarded and an opportunity to do something with Cheryl. She hasn't said yet, but the first place winner will be awarded $2,500.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And it sounds like something she's going to maybe promote around the country,
that
for sure.
That is the plan. She wanted to launch in Lake Charles, and then she's going to take it around the country.
That is so cool.
That is the plan.
I love that this might be the birthplace of that.
Right.
That's amazing.
Listen, the crazy part is that people still don't believe it's happening. It's happening, people. It's happening.
I love that. And then,
I wanted to say, for getting Cheryl specifically, being that, you know, her name is, you know, she's obviously been big and then is very relevant, maybe is the right word now, being that she just appeared on the Kevin Hart roast and she's on all of my feeds and this and
yeah.
that
right.
and all of that. How do you think landing a name like Cheryl, what does that mean for the visibility of the festival?
I think it's huge for the visibility of the festival because, you know, the way my brain works, I'm in 2026 right now, but I'm thinking 2028, you know, the 10-year anniversary of the, you know, the birth of this particular festival. And I think that it was important at this time to show how multifaceted the festival actually is. So when this thing came about, one of the things that I envision is it being as large as a Contraband or a Pirate Days festival. Mostly because when I first moved here, that was literally, at that time, that was probably one of the only festivals that Lake Charles was doing and doing at that level. I believe this is something that could be done at that level if we all come together. It shouldn't be just one lone person or one lone, you know, organization trying to do something that brings Lake Charles to the forefront on a national level. I think we've got so many festivals. Why? We need one. We need one that's not specific to anything, but that can bring people together. Sure. So that's what Voices of Freedom is going to do.
I love that. I love that. And I love that you've scored a big name. I mean,
I love it too.
Yeah. I mean, she's pretty widely known. Yeah. And I know you know her from the Kevin Hart roast, obviously. But a lot of ladies know her from The Talk.
That's right.
So she was on The Talk for years as a host.
And she went back. She went back about maybe a month ago.
Okay.
She was on there for a week. And of course, she talked about some of the things that she was doing. That's where she actually cut her first spot for us while she was in New York.
Oh, cool.
You know, I'm Cheryl Underwood and I'm coming to Lake Charles, Louisiana.
So, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
And she obviously then has a comedy show the following night.
Right. She has a comedy show the following night. That's going to be held at G-Bowl's. And that's intentional because I wanted to do a comedy club feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was interested in. We could have done the Rosa Hart. We could have done, that's not.
Something more intimate, yeah.
I needed it to be intimate. Those people that are going to come, they're coming. You know, that's why there's two shows. There's going to be a show at 6:30 and there's going to be a show at 7 p.m.
Cool.
She said it's not for the faint at heart, so.
Okay. So be ready.
Be ready.
And from there, where do we go?
Okay, so from there, we have a scholarship brunch the following morning at the MLK Center on Simmons. So in addition to all of these things, and I said, you know, education, healthcare, all that's important to me. So we do give a $1,000 scholarship away to five local students, either Calcasieu Parish, Jeff Davis, or Allen Parishes. And that's because JD Bank is our primary sponsor this year for the Freedom and Opportunity Scholarship under the Juneteenth umbrella. And that's what's happening. So right now, the applications are still available. They have until the 19th of May to get that application in. And if they go to vofcollective.org, there's a place where they can download that application, fill it out, get their information in, and still make it by midnight on May 19th, and get that application in, because who can pass up $1,000?
Not me.
Right?
Yeah. If I was going back to school, that's what I would want.
Yeah. So to date, we've given away close to $40,000 in scholarships. Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Good work.
Thank you.
And then from there.
Okay. So that's.
We're on what? Day six?
Yeah.
We're
on day six. So the scholarship brunch and the comedy show actually happened on the same day because they're both on Thursday.
Sure.
But the brunch is that morning, and then the comedy show is that evening.
Okay.
And then the next day, that's the finale is what we call it. So it's when I first started out, it was like the family day. It's actually it's a concert. We've got Shay Nicole coming back into town, and you guys know Shay is, you know, Lake Charles born and bred, just like Rusty McTwire. He's going to be there. Then we have Jay Acker and the Jazz Quintet. They're going to be performing. And so will Leah Nicole and a few others, a couple of dance teams. And then there's the third annual Sauce Pecan Cook-Off.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's serious business.
That is serious business.
So this is our third year. And we award a pot that's valued at $750.
Wow.
It stands about as high as this table. Yeah, it's huge. And if they go to the website, they can see that. If they, you know, if they're on the Facebook page, they'll get an opportunity to see it. But the Sauce Pecan Cook-Off entry is only $75.
Great.
For right now, if you get in early. And after, you know, after early bird, then, you know, it's $100. But we've had at least 10 to 12 people participate every year.
Cool.
That day is absolutely amazing. And then we will move into the next day, which is our community cleanup. We've partnered with Phillips 66, Healthy Gulf, and some of our other locals, you know, some of the fraternities and sororities, to do a cleanup in a couple of areas in Lake Charles. One of them is Railroad Avenue, which is like a dumping ground.
Yeah.
So we're very passionate about that. We'll probably be working with the City of Lake Charles and Team Green to be a part of that as well. And then we're going to do Broad Street as well.
That's really nice. That's wonderful.
Well, I love closing the week Saturday morning with that cleanup, the Green Initiative. Mm-hmm. Many festivals ends and everyone goes home. Why was that important to end with service?
Because that's what all of this is about. It's not about me, Diana Ross. It's not about Juneteenth. It's all about service. Mm-hmm. And so I am a servant and have been a servant all my life. I have a servant's heart. I don't know how to do anything else. So for me, I had to put something in this entire festival that showed that this is what Voices of Freedom is about. It's not about the Juneteenth Festival. The Juneteenth Festival is an event that we help sponsor. We pull everything together, but when this is all in the washout, this is just going to be so much larger than a festival. It's not about the festival. Voices of Freedom Collective Foundation is about community. It's about having a voice. And we're giving a voice to this particular festival. That's all it is.
You've built something really meaningful.
Thank you.
Here in Southwest Louisiana, and it's beautiful to see. Where do you see it going?
Oh, my.
Are we going to have a whole month-long Juneteenth Freedom Festival one day?
Well, it would be wonderful.
You might have to hire some more helpers. Right.
What I would really like to see is... I would like to see a collective of festivals that happen in the month of June that can be supported by, mm-hmm. By one thing. I'm just thinking kind of outside the box. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm open. Well, everybody don't think I'm easy to work with. They think I'm bossy, but I'm open. I'm easy to work with. Yeah. I just like things done, decent and in order. I like things done the right way. And the reason I have my hands in it is because my name is associated with it. And it's really too easy. The only thing you ever have in this life is your name and your integrity. And I want to keep both of those intact because I only have to answer to one person. And he's going to ask me how I did things. And so I want to say I done it well.
Did it right.
Yeah. Well, if anyone has any questions for you about that future or anything about the festival, where should they head?
They can head to VOFCollective, VOFCollective.org. They can find out information there about me, and I'm working on a website too. So pretty soon you'll see all of the board members for Voices of Freedom. It is an 11-member board. It's just not me.
Yeah.
It's Wendy Robinson. It's Sharon Dunbar. It's Jacob Rafferty. It's Ashley Royer. It's a collective of individuals who I believe can help me to move the vision of Voices of Freedom to the next level.
Sure.
Because again, I don't want to get it all muddled up with Juneteenth. I love that. I love the idea of that culture, but I need these people to help me to build something that will be respected and that will leave a legacy in the City of Lake Charles for what Lake Charles actually is. Right now, what we're going to be and what we're going to become.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. VOFCollective.org. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling and having me on. I appreciate that a lot.
Thanks again to Diana for joining us here on the show. But the biggest thank you of all, you should know it by now. Who is it, Jill?
It's the listeners.
It's the listeners for joining us here on the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or review wherever you get it. That's on YouTube. You can press the like button. You can drop some comments or any of those things. I think Apple allows you to do that too. You should do all of those things. Spotify. You know what? If you could take time out of your day, go to every single platform.
Ask them to do that. Stop.
Leave us a rating review. We'd really do appreciate it.
That always helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles and all of Southwest Louisiana have to offer. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Corder.
And I'm Brady Reynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Sit you.